Novelist Chang Ray Lee writes about characters trying to discover where they belong in a community. Lee's first two books, Native Speaker and A Gesture Life, were about outsiders, Asian immigrants in America. His new novel, Aloft, tackles the theme of identity from a different angle. It's about a successful white middle-aged businessman who finds himself lost among his own family. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
The startling thing about Chang Ray Lee's new novel is a hero who appears, on the surface, so different from the author. The first-person narrator of Aloft is Jerry Battle, a 59-year-old Italian-American. Battle has taken up flying since retiring from his family landscaping business. As the novel opens, he's literally up in the air, piloting his Cessna Skyhawk over his Long Island home, which he has marked with an X in off-color roofing tiles.
And as I aim my sweet ship in line with the field, I can just barely glimpse the X in the distance, faded enough from these brief seasons that it reads like a watermark on the broad, gently pitched roof of my ranch-style house. And then temptation is to interpret this mutedness as muteness, my signage ever faint and disappearing. This is probably true. I am disappearing. But let me reveal a secret. I have been disappearing for years.
More precisely, Jerry's relationships have been disappearing. As he takes stock of his life in the ensuing chapters, the extent of his losses are revealed. His brother, killed in Vietnam. His wife, who committed suicide. His live-in girlfriend, who walked out after 21 years. His father, unhappily installed in an assisted living center. And his two grown children, with whom he barely speaks. Author Chang Ray Lee, who grew up in Westchester, says he was drawn to Jerry.
I was fascinated by him because he was someone that I saw a lot growing up and thought about a lot growing up, a man in the suburbs who desperately wants to be roused from his slumber.
And Lee, who was 38 years old, says he was also fascinated by Jerry's time of life, about to turn 60, facing the end of a business career and a barrage of new responsibilities.
And I thought that was an interesting moment. That we normally think that, and I think people who are that age normally think, this is the point at which I'll start my glide. This is when everything should start coming together. But in fact, I think it's in both the book and I think in reality too, a time when someone could be most vulnerable to, you know, the slings and arrows of misfortune, both culturally and family-wise.
He does it so right that you don't ever doubt his right to do it.
C.K. Williams knows what it's like to be a 60-year-old white man living in the suburbs. Williams won last year's National Book Award for his collection of poetry about aging and loss called The Singing. He says Chang Ray Lee has delivered a virtuoso performance with the story of Jerry Battle.
He embodies so many of the tensions and conflicts of the American mind and the American soul. He embodies the movement through classes and the uncertainties and insecurities that come about by it. He embodies the tensions about money. What does money mean in America and how money gets confused with love?
Chang Ray Lee says it wasn't so hard to put himself in Jerry Battle's shoes. Lee was born in South Korea in 1965 to successful parents. His father is a doctor, his mother a former women's basketball star. When he was three, his family emigrated to the United States, where Lee attended the Phillips Exeter Academy and Yale University before getting his MFA in writing from the University of Oregon. Now Lee teaches at Princeton. His first two novels were about Asian American immigrants.
Jerry's experience, being a middle-aged guy in the suburbs, is in some ways closer to mine than my previous heroes. In some ways, Jerry's story is closest to my daily real life, my daily rhythms, the kinds of things that I deal with, the kind of challenges we have in our family. It's probably more my voice and follows the character of my thoughts closer than my other books.
C.K. Williams says Chang Ray Lee's novel is particularly good in depicting the suburban experience across three generations.
It's so jagged. People are up and, or they're down, or they're up or they're worried about being down, or they're up and maybe they're going a little too high and everybody around them is getting frightened because they're going too high, which is what's happening to Jerry Battle's son. And you feel that. You think, my God, what is this person going to wipe out all these generations? And of course, that's one of the big issues in America right now, is what's happening to the generational progress that we always assumed that was happening. Right now, we seem to, in fact, be going backwards, and it's a frightening thing.
In the novel, Jerry's son Jack has taken over the family landscaping business and is transforming it into an upscale home improvement firm. But Jerry is worried that in his rush to expand, Jack may lose the business, if not his soul.
And then the McMansions, where young families like my son Jack's live, with their vaulted great rooms and multimedia rooms and wine and cigar coves. I should say I'm not against any of these things per se, because it seems to me only right that people should play and work as they please in this so-called democratic life. And even as I'm damn proud of my son Jack's holy climate-controlled existence, despite the fact that we don't really talk much anymore, there is another part of me that naturally wonders how this rush of prosperity is ruining him and Eunice and the kids and then everybody else who has money enough not to have to really think so deeply about money, but does all the time anyway, wherever they are.
Chang Ray Lee had a first-hand model for Jerry's point of view. Lee says the character is loosely based on his own father-in-law, an Italian-American living on Long Island who owns a small plane. And Lee admits that the novel might not win him any brownie points at Thanksgiving dinner.
It's not a recommended thing to do, to write a novel about your in-laws. But I like the landscape of my family's, you know, my real in-laws' life, and where they were, and that particular Long Island, which is, you know, early 60s development, 1-acre lots, very modest houses. These were the houses of the solidly middle, moving to upper class sort of folks who this was their 1-acre slice of the American dream. And for me, Jerry Battle could live nowhere else.
In the end, after a series of melodramatic twists, Jerry Battle comes down to earth and rediscovers his family, Chang Ray Lee.
And finally, I think through all the things that happen, he comes to realize that it's all he's got. I think that it's actually said in the book, family is all we've got. It's a simple idea, of course, and something that we can easily assume is true. But in some ways, you know, you never look at and appreciate the things that are closest to you.
The critics are appreciating Chang Ray Lee's novel with positive reviews, and Aloft is already climbing the bestseller lists. But Lee says he feels anything but comfortable. He's already started on his next novel, and he says he has a desperate feeling that he's hardly in control. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.